What did folks call a person who maybe lived all their life in the country and never came into town? You know, or when he came to town, he always was a conspicuous-looking fella. He never lived in the city. Maybe he had a big beard or something like that. Or
well, now they give him. Well, we'd always couldn't tell you exactly what they called them. You know, they'd have different names for them, but generally always said, there's that old country Hoosier, there's that old farmer from out on that country, so he don't know what town is.
Yeah.
You know, they'd come up with several different angles there on him.
Yeah. Yeah. They called him a Hoosier, or?
Oh, well, yeah, some of them called him a Hoosier, and some of them called him an old miser, and they just,
What's an old miser?
Old fella Steve back makes a dollar and keep it and never spend it.
I see.
Live close to home.
Well, you might say he's a miser. He's a regular old, a miser, they call people like. What do you call a person who has got plenty of money but never spends it?
Well,
he's just an old.
Well, some of them call him old, old dollar hoarder and tightwad. They'd have several names for him, too. Just everybody have a different opinion of what they want to call it. No certain designated name for him.
Yeah. What would you call a man who always was trying to get money out of everybody else?
Well, we first thought of calling him City Slickers, and well, they'd be the same way. One of them that was trying to get something for nothing and not be have to pay it back or anything.
Yeah. Now, let's see. A child that's lost its both its parents is called
orphan.
Yeah. And somebody maybe who's appointed to look after a child like that is called it
a tutor.
I see. Or it's it's called its legal.
Well, they'd be if they adopted it, they'd be legal heirs then. But if they were just appointed to see after it, well, he'd be something like a tutor.
Oh, yeah. A guard.
Yeah. Gardener, yeah. Which whatever kind of church you belong to, that's the kind of name you give it to.
Yeah. Yeah. You said you were Baptist once.
Yeah, we were Lutherans at first. I mean, our people were. And finally we got, went to the Catholics, and then finally we got the Baptists and Methodists, and then we got a Baptist church down here that I go to every Sunday morning.
I see. The preacher delivers delivers the
sermon, yeah.
And the choir and the organist,
they give the music, the entertainments and things, you know.
You hear a bunch of women gabbering out after the service. Oh, that was what kind of beauty.
Oh, that was wonderful. That was good music, Ed. Oh, it wasn't much today. You got to get a new pianist. See, ain't much. You can find some of them satisfied and some not satisfied. But they generally always, sister, she's always pretty well pleased over them. She says, even those young ones said, just give him a chance, he's going to be a good one.
Yeah.